Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with crossandthrone.com. Thank you once again for joining us. We are going through Ephesians still. And last time we talked a little bit in verse 7 about deliverance and forgiveness. And I trust that it wasn't tedious to you that we went back and read that passage in Matthew 18 where we showed the difference between deliverance and forgiveness under Paul's ministry and the pardon, the temporary pardon offered to Israel in the Gospels and in the book of Acts. Friends, this is of great importance. Never, ever drag the gospel down to a message of forgiveness. The message of the gospel is not a message of forgiveness. Forgiveness is just one of the fringe benefits. It's just one of the results of the great redemption that we have in Christ, the deliverance we have. The message of the gospel is the message of justification. And justification and forgiveness are two completely different things, by the way. Justification treats you as if you're just. Well, forgiveness assumes that you're guilty. Justification is a total acquittal and a declaration of not guilty. In the Bible, we're declared righteous by God in Paul's letters. And just a result of that, of course, we have loosing or forgiveness or being set free from our sins. And God doesn't hold them against us. So that is the message of the evangel of God in Paul's letters, a message of deliverance. And it's more than forgiveness. And I trust that you'll see these differences. Well, in verse 7, we said, in whom we are having the deliverance through his blood. One other thing I didn't mention last time I want to bring up here. Paul in verse 7 talks about something we have. We have deliverance through his blood. And in if you look down in verse 14, it talks about we have an earnest of the enjoyment of our allotment to the deliverance of that which has been procured. There we have deliverance mentioned again. There's two aspects to our deliverance. Paul says in Romans 3, we have deliverance through his blood. And in verse 8, it says we're awaiting our deliverance future. In one sense, we are delivered. In one sense, we have the redemption. We are redeemed now. But what we're waiting for is the redemption of our body, the deliverance of our body. You and I are as saved now, and we are as just now as we will be the day of the resurrection when we stand before our Savior. We can't be any more saved than we are now, even in glory. The difference is we'll be able to enjoy it better then, and the presence of sin will be completely obliterated. But think about this, friends listening to the sound of my voice, get this through your head. If God has granted you faith, and you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you are as saved now as you will be the day when Christ snatches you away to glory. Now, I hope you got chills when you just heard that, because it's true. It's true. We have deliverance, and we are waiting for the deliverance of our body. And in the meantime, what do? We wait with patience, and we live looking for our happy expectation. Our expectation, friends, is not to get holier. We're already there. Oh, yes, many of us, our practice is not what it should be, but that has nothing to do with our standing. We are in Christ, delivered, and we can't be any more saved than we already are. So it says, in whom we are having the deliverance through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, in accord with the riches of his grace. What a phrase that is. What we have, this deliverance and this forgiveness, is in accord with the riches of his grace. Throughout Ephesians, we're going to see terms. It doesn't just say in accord with his grace, but it's in accord with the riches of his grace. And if you look down in verse 19, it says, what is the transcendent greatness of his power for us who are believing? It doesn't just say God's power for us, but the transcendent greatness of his power. Wow, look at that additional word. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, yet God being rich in mercy, it doesn't just say God's merciful. It says he's rich in mercy. And look at, it says, because of his vast love with which he loves. It doesn't just say his love, it says his vast love. Notice all these words that Paul is adding. He can't just say love, he says vast love. He doesn't say riches, it's the exceeding riches of his grace. And there are many other passages we won't go through now, but this is something maybe if you're at home and you have your Bible, go through Ephesians and start marking up all these places where we see these terms, transcendent greatness or vast love rich in mercy, not just merciful. And friends, it's amazing. It's amazing the concept we have of God. God delights to bless. God wants to pour out the treasures of his love and grace, and he's using the members of the body of Christ to be the place where he displays his transcendent grace. And so it says that we have this deliverance and we have forgiveness in accord with the riches of his grace, which he lavishes on us. He doesn't just give it to us. He lavishes on it, lavishes it on us. And that is a great phrase, to be lavished with riches. It's almost like God is just pouring it down on you. And that's what we have. Notice it doesn't say we're trying to get there, but it says in whom we are having. We have all these things. But not only that, God doesn't just stop there. He doesn't just deliver us and give us this forgiveness, but it tells us also in all wisdom and prudence, verse 8 and 9, in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the secret of his will. So God delivers us, he makes us his own, and then he pours into our hearts his own great secrets. He shares his heart with us. In the Old Testament, there was a man named Abraham. And it says that Abraham believed God and God credited it to him for righteousness. God declared this man righteous, and then he goes on to tell Abraham his secrets. One day he comes down, he visits with Abraham, and he has a talk with him about what he's about to do to Sodom and Gomorrah. And he tells him about things he's going to do in the future. See, friends, when God redeemed us, so many people talk about the simple things of salvation. They, the King James Bible says the simplicity that is in Christ, but that's not the right translation. It says singleness. People today, when they say simple, they mean simple in the sense of dumb, or they don't want to advance in knowledge. They want to stay childish, not childlike. But God, when he redeems us, when he delivers us, gives us forgiveness, he opens up the treasures of his plans to us. And this is what Paul is talking about. After having this great deliverance and forgiveness through Christ's blood, he unfolds to us in all wisdom and prudence the secret of his will. Now, we can't get into all that detail now, but friends, if you're a believer today because God has granted you that faith, he wants you to advance beyond that. He wants to show you the treasures. He wants to show you the future and his plans that he has for Christ and heaven and earth. And we're going to see that as it's called the secret of his will. And we'll see that next time. And do what I said. Go through Ephesians and mark up all these phrases where we have terms like vast love or rich in mercy or things like lavishing or exceeding greatness, and see all these compound words where God, where Paul is trying to find language to express the riches of God's grace toward us. Friends, what a Savior we have. And here's another challenge for you. Tell somebody this week about the amazing love of God as demonstrated through the cross work of Christ. Tell them about the saving work of God and see what they say. Do your best to honor him this week. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Study his word. And remember this, that God unfolds his secrets to those who are his own. Should we therefore say, God, we don't want to hear it? Should we tell God we have really no desire? Should we say something to God like, God, you saved us, that's all I care about? No, let's go and study and see what God has revealed to us in these great scriptures. Until next time, have a great day, and God is awesome.